After several years of marriage to a willful partner, an acquaintance of mine found herself suffocating in the relationship, unable to express her deepest desires and her creativity. One winter morning, her husband's Jeep, which was parked on their steep driveway, broke loose and rolled over her, crushing her pelvic area. Surgery and chemicals healed her hips and eased the pain of her body. But can surgery mend the damage that is done when a woman's creativity, represented in this case by her pelvic area, her reproductive capability, the physical symbol of her feminine creativity, is crushed by the uncontrolled macho masculinity of her husband, represented in this case by a runaway Jeep? Can chemicals ease the pain of a suffering soul? Is it chance that one person develops heart disease while another develops cancer? Even though disease states have correlations to factors of diet, exercise, lifestyle, and heredity, these correlations cannot mask the fact that life, for some, is a heartbreak, while others allow themselves to be consumed, to be eaten alive by the negative experiences of their lives. Can bypass surgery or chemotherapy heal that? Are the numerous ways that physical dysfunctions occur without meaning? Health for some people is a matter of the heart, for others, a matter of what they can digest or eliminate in the course of their lives, for others, a matter of the head, and for others, a matter of being able to hear or to see or to move through their lives flexibly or to stand on their own or literally to handle the experiences of their lives. These are the issues that must be addressed directly and openly and honestly in the creation of health. This does not mean that it is inappropriate to care for the body or to see a physician in time of illness. Even though the physical is not as real, so to speak, as the non-physical, it is nonetheless the lowest, densest projection of spiritual matter, and therefore it must be honored. The body needs rest, and it needs care, but behind every aspect of the health or illness of the body is the energy of the soul. It is the health of the soul that is the true purpose of the human experience. Everything serves that.